To your letters now, and the many we received after last week's interview with filmmaker Robert Stone about his documentary on Lee Harvey Oswald, the purported assassin of President John F. Kennedy. Many of you disagreed with Mr. Stone's assessment that Oswald was the lone assassin. Robert Riversong of Warren, Vermont, spoke for many of you when he wrote, "It is ironic that Stone's interest in the JFK assassination is based on the collective trauma of 9/11, since both events were covered up by official conspiracy theories that are contradicted by all known evidence. For you to play along with Stone's effort at obfuscation and fail to note this fact is evidence that NPR, like all the mainstream media, is determined to bury the truth that will continue to haunt the American psyche until the ghost is revealed for what it is, a fiction to protect the culpable." Our Veterans Day story on the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards touched many of you. Patty Weathers Parry wrote, "Having been raised by the military, I am always struck by how cut and dry people can feel about supporting the war. Tears streamed down my face this morning as I heard Amazing Grace, thankful for the significance your programming gave to the men and women in our military forces." Michael Bacon of Philadelphia added this, "You acknowledged the sacrifices made by English troops in the Middle East conflicts. Please try to remember that they are joined in the UK forces by comrades from Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, and all have suffered losses in the last 5 years. Those serving the crown from farther corners of the UK never deserve to be forgotten." And finally, this from Renee Kreisel of St. Louis, Missouri. "Thank you for the story on the soon-to-be-released CD, Spirit of the Glen. There are many jokes about bagpipes, but in my opinion, it's the king of instruments. No other instrument can so effectively convey human emotion, from the majesty of a march to the playfulness of a jig or reel to the longing strains of Amazing Grace. I will most certainly buy the CD." Renee wasn't the only one to inquire whether the CD, Spirit of the Glen, by the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards is available. It is, but only as an import from online sites. It will be released in this country in February. You can write to us by going to our webpage, npr.org, and clicking on the Contact Us link. This is NPR News.